Practice went good. You know, felt sharp. I felt good. You know, no symptoms of a concussion or anything like that. No dizziness or, you know, off balance or things of that nature. So I feel good.
So really nothing since you left the locker room on Sunday?
Right. And, you know, I'm not just saying that because, you know, it's a serious issue. But, you know, I felt fine when I left the locker room. You know, went home. You know, watch some TV and kind of just relax. So I haven't had any bad symptoms or any symptoms at all since I left the locker room.
Did you have any leftover symptoms the last time you had a concussion at Baylor?
I did not. You know, I just kind of the same thing. Came back to in the fourth quarter, similar to that I did this game, and I was fine. I played the next week, and we played Texas, and we won.
Robert, you said, you know, your mindset about making plays and trying to extend plays, you're always going to be aggressive. Given what happened, does it change just a little bit maybe from the standpoint of be aggressive but also be smart when you got to be, that type of thing?
Yeah, it doesn't make you less aggressive, but it's a learning lesson. And the one thing I learned was, you know, I can't do that to my team, to the fans, or to my family because, you know, life is more important than the game of football. So, you know, these things that happen to us, getting hurt, getting hit in the head, you know, that affects us down the road. And I got to make sure I limit that. You know, at some point, all players and all fans stop becoming players and fans. They, you know, we become people. So people care. And, you know, I got to make sure I keep myself safe, you know, while still being the same player that I am, but keep myself safe so that, you know, my family and the fans and my teammates aren't let down.
Did you see Weatherspoon coming on that one at all?
Yeah, I did. I tried to get down, but I was if I'd have slid a half second earlier, I'd have been safe. But, you know, I tried to get down too late, and he had already launched. So, you know, at that point, it was just a matter of absorbing the hit, and I absorbed it the wrong way.
Did you consider going out of bounds there? I mean, as you're running to the sideline, what are you thinking? What are you seeing?
Yeah, it was just a last second. You know, I was running, I made the one guy miss, and then I saw Spoon there at the end. So I tried to get down. There's nowhere I could get out of bounds at that point. But, you know, in the future, looking back on it, hindsight's 20/20. I'd either thrown it away or got out of bounds.
What are ways that you keep yourself safe without losing that aggression?
You know, just being aware of it. You know, I ran out of bounds today in practice, and I imitated a slide and got a huge cheer from the team. So, you know, it's just something I have to make myself aware of it, conscious, and you know, it's not about being soft. I don't have anything to prove to anybody. The team has let me know that. You know, everyone's let me know that. You know, everyone knows I'm a tough guy. You know, I promised I'd get up from hits like that, and I did get up. So I kept that promise, and, you know, I don't have anything to prove. So it's just about getting the yards, and if you have to live to play another down, then you live to play another down.
You've proven between the 20s that you'll do that, and you know how to do that. The concussion you suffered in college was almost on the exact same play along the end zone, near the end zone, along the sideline. Looked almost identical. Is it just harder to program yourself inside the 10 to make those right decisions when you're valuing maybe points over your
health? I mean, it is. You know, I talked to the coaches, and, you know, we watched the film, and they said I was going to have to really convince them that I could have got out of that with four guys right there. So the one in college, I actually did slide. It was actually just a shoulder to the helmet while I was sliding, which they don't protect you as much in college as they do in the pros. So it was kind of the same situation, but completely different. But this one, I should have just got down earlier or thrown the ball away. You know, I learned from it. So,
is there any doubt in your mind you'll be good to go Sunday?
For me, no. There's never a doubt as a player. You know, you always feel like you're gonna be ready to go, but you know, Larry and the guys are doing their job. They're taking the proper precautions to make sure that I am ready to go, that I don't have any symptoms, and, you know, I continue to get evaluated every day. You know, the only symptom that I do have is irritability because they keep asking me the same questions. But other than that, it's you know, they're doing their job, and I respect them for it. They kept me out of the game, even though, as they just told me earlier, you know, I still refuse to say I had a concussion. You know, I had temporary memory loss, but you know, it's their job to make sure I'm safe, and I, you know, I had some temporary memory loss, and that's why they kept me out. And it was the same thing that happened in college, and you know, I respected my college team and the coaches and trainers for that. You know, I respect them for doing that for me as well.
Robert, you mentioned family.
Have you watched the hit, and did you see the broadcast afterwards at all? Because you walk off the field and you tell your head coach, "I'm fine." He looks in your eyes and says, Yeah, not happening.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing I told Coach Browse at Baylor. I told him I was fine. They put me back in the game. You know, you want to play, and your survival instincts take over, and you know, it just shows that, you know, I care about this team, and I didn't want to leave them hanging. So, you know, I told him I was fine, and he looked at me and told me I wasn't. And, you know, what am I supposed to say? You know, all right, Coach. But they helped me out. That's what they were supposed to do. I came back to literally 15 minutes later. And, you know, I started talking to them in the locker room, explaining to them everything that happened so they knew that I was fine. And they told me it was too late and that I had to, you know, shower up and watch the rest of the game. So I did just that.
Robbie, you mentioned family. Did your fiance, your mom, really have a strong reaction to this thing?
Yeah, I mean, not a strong reaction. You know, moms are moms. So, you know, she probably had the strongest of them all. But, you know, they all came in the locker room. My dad came and found me. And, you know, they made sure I was okay. You know, I told them I was all right. And, you know, they stayed a lot of the night with me that night at my house to make sure I was fine. And, you know, they didn't seem to be any difference. And woke up in the morning on Monday, and my mom called me at 8 o'clock because I told her I was coming to the facility at 8 o'clock. And I was here and, you know, picked up and said, "Hi, Mom." And she said she just wanted to hear my voice. So that's how moms are going to be. They're going to worry about their children. And like my dad told me, he said, he'll be 100 before I am. So there won't be a day that he's not worried about his son. And I love my parents for that.
How much have you educated yourself on some of the medical findings about concussions in the last few years and all of those things? And, you know, what has that done to your awareness of this? And does it scare you? What's your reaction to it emotionally?
No, I mean, I'm not scared of it. You know, for me, something similar to this happened in college. So, you know, the trainers and doctors have obviously talked to me about it, all the symptoms. So I knew once I did come back to, I didn't have any sensitivity to light. You know, I wasn't dizzy, wasn't tired, wasn't my appetite wasn't thrown off. You know, I had great balance. I could remember everything. I pretty much, you know, put myself through that concussion test and knew that I was okay. So like they told me, you know, things might look right, but if you don't feel right, then you shouldn't play. And I feel right today, and we'll see what happens come Sunday.
All right, one more concussion question.
From the chin strap? Did the cut come from a chin strap?
I think it came from the chin strap, either that or the guy that I hit, whoever that I fell on. I didn't think Spoon's hit caused the stitches, but it's whatever. It doesn't matter.
Looking ahead to Sunday's game, will you be allowed to wear a shield, like a tinted shield? At all, a visor?
And would you pursue that?
I mean, I don't know if they would allow that, but I mean, you know, everybody wants to have the cool tinted shield. So if that is a way to get one, then maybe.
You tested already after this practice, or do you wait till later to get tested?
That's why I went in. I got tested. Doctor came by, wanted to make sure I was fine after practice because, you know, I worked out a little yesterday, did some cardio, some drills, some throwing, just to make sure that, you know, all my motor skills were still there and that I was fine and that I wasn't getting dizzy after I was running. So to come out practice, they wanted to do it again. So they put me through that. You know, and I passed that, but, you know, I'm still not cleared by any means for full contact or anything like that. But, you know, as a quarterback, you don't get hit in practice, so I can still go out and practice a little bit.
The test you just took, what kind of test was that?
I mean, it's just balance, you know, remembering numbers backwards, you know, remembering three things that they tell you to remember, you know, those kind of things, being able to walk in a straight line and do those things.
Robert, do you know when you might be – do you have a hope of when you might be clear for contact if the doctor's given an indication of when, you know, that test and that clearance could come?
Oh, I mean, I'm not sure. Prayerfully before Sunday. You know, that's my only thing. I'll be able to practice and do those things because there is no contact for me, so I can still go out and be with the team and work on the game plan. So the biggest thing is just making sure that I'm cleared and ready to play by Sunday.
Was there a touchdown available on that play when you got hit, Morgan, to the back of the end zone there?
Yeah, it was an exotic look. It's like we like to call it in football. So it was something that, you know, that's why I kind of stopped to try to see if I could go back and hit it. But I was indecisive, decided to roll out of the pocket. And, you know, you don't want to throw it over the middle late. So, you know, hindsight, yeah, I would have probably thrown that ball. But it was definitely a look that we hadn't seen on film. And stuff like that happens sometimes. You're going to miss some things.
Robert, because you've had to spend so much time kind of passing all these tests, does that hurt or, I guess, limit how much preparation you've been able to put in that you would normally put in Monday and Tuesday for an opponent? Or has it affected it?
It hasn't. You know, if anything, it keeps me here longer. But, you know, I make sure I continue to do the same things that I normally do. whether it's with their scouting report, what they do, talking to different people about the team, watching film. You know, I've still stayed on top of all those things. You know, they said it was okay for me to watch film since I wasn't having any sensitivity to anything or you know, just watching guys run around on a screen. So, you know, I've been able to do the same things.
What did you think of your performance in the game prior to getting hit?
I mean, we as an offense, we move the ball. But, you know, it's just like Coach said, we just got to get better on third downs, whether that's running the ball or throwing the ball. So third and short or third and long, you know, we'll get better at that. And, you know, it's not something you need to press about. But it is something that is a glaring issue for us right now. And teams are going to, you know, try to exploit that, say, hey, you know, whatever we run on third down, these guys aren't being able to move the ball and get first down. So, you know, we'll make sure we clean that up. And it takes everybody.
What does it take to get better on those third downs? I mean, you can say it, but what do you have to do to clear up some of those issues?
Yeah, you just got to, you know, if it's third and one, you got to get 1 yard. And if it's third and nine or third and 12, you got to be able to get the ball to your playmakers and allow them to make plays. So whether that's throwing the right ball, catching the passes that are thrown, or it's just getting the calls out there. So, I mean, there's not one issue. You know, in the past game, we had, you know, a couple drops, and then, you know, there's plays out there that, you know, I could have thrown a better ball. So, you know, I look at the receivers, they look at me. We all know who has to come up and make big plays for us, and we'll make them.
You guys have been in a lot of third and longs this year. I think it's like third and seven and more. It's an awful lot. For you, what's your mindset on there, trying to make a play versus not trying to force something and put yourself team in a bad spot?
I mean, it's kind of like the same view you have to have if you're hot. You know, like they say, if they're blitzing and they're bringing pressure and you're hot, you have to trust that you're hot, they're going to get you the first down. So when teams on third and seven, they drop guys into deep coverage, we have to trust each other that, hey, if I throw the check down, you're going to get the first down or extremely close to it. So there are times to break the pocket and make plays, and then there's times that you just have to take the check down, take what they're giving you, and you know, just know that the guy that you're throwing to is going to try his hardest to get the first.
Did Mike and Kyle the last two games make a concerted effort to protect you, not having you run the ball and design runs as much as maybe the Cincinnati game?
No, I don't think so. It's whatever the game presents and what we're doing at that time. So, you know, our game plan and our the call sheet we've had has been different for every game. And, you know, whether they dial up the QB runs or not, it doesn't matter to me. It's just a matter of winning.
Robert, I know you weren't here before this year, but Santana was the number one guy for a long, long time. And this year he's been sort of a bit player, secondary receiver. Just wondered how impressed you are with a guy like that handling it the way he has handled it.
I mean, I think, you know, to me, Tana's, you know, not a bit player, but, I mean, I guess you guys feel that way. And, you know, I respect the guy a lot. He's done a great job being a team player. You know, not you know, lashing out or, you know, saying that he wants to have more balls thrown to him. He's definitely, you know, had his share of great seasons. And, you know, we want this one to be one still for him, two for him. So he's still got we have a long year, and he's still got a chance to make a lot of plays for us. So we definitely need to get the ball into his hands.
Couple of throws in the game to Pierre. I'm thinking about balls a little bit behind him. You might know the ones I'm talking about, but in those throws, are you trying to not lead him into the defender? Are you trying to put balls on his back shoulder, or were those just misses by you?
I mean, there's some times. I mean, one, you know, Sante Samuel was sitting on the route. He was, you know, playing a disguise coverage, trying to bait me into throwing an interception. So, you know, I saw it at the last second, and I placed the ball in the only place that I could. So, you know, it's with me and Pierre, he's our guy. We'll hit those passes, you know, whether it's a little off or not. Not every pass is going to be perfect, and not every pass is going to be caught. So, you know, it's just about not being frustrated and knowing, hey, things are going to click. We're doing things the right way in practice, and it'll definitely show up in the game.
Versus being smart, are you more leery of just taking that next hit?
No. You know, for me, it is about being smart. And, you know, like Coach said, it is a learning experience for me. You know, it's something that you appreciate things a lot more, you know, after something happens that can, you know, not scare you, but definitely make you aware of things. So, you know, like my brain, my head, you know, my future outside of football, you know, my life is more important, you know, than trying to get that touchdown on third and four on the goal line. So, you know, you just got to know when to run out of bounds. And just know that, you know, what happens to me affects a lot of people. So you just got to take that approach to it and know, hey, if I can run out of bounds, just run out of bounds. You know, if I can slide, just slide. But if you feel like you can make a play, go make that play. Because things like that hit, don't happen all the time. And they haven't happened all the time for me. So, you know, I'll be smart about it.